News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Wisconsin Public Service is taking another step in the process of closing down and changing some of the power plants at Weston. The company announced earlier today they've notified the Regional Power Authority they will shut down Weston 1 and change Weston 2 over to natural gas fueling. Spokesperson Kelly Zagzewski said there are environmental concerns to look at.
With the changes within the environmental regulations, you've got to look at them. It takes some time to evaluate it and decide, is it economical to change, refuel, or retire? What's the best thing?
Weston 1 will be retired by June of 2015. Weston 2 will switch fuels at some point in 2015. Weston 2 was initially constructed with the capability to use natural gas as a fuel. Units 3 and 4, the big ones, they will remain in operation just like they are now. A lot of shakeups in politics in Wisconsin, and today no exception. Senate President Mike Ellis says he doesn't mind being held accountable for what he says. But even as a public figure, Ellis said he's frustrated he was secretly recorded in a Madison bar. The Nina Republican cited that incident today when he announced that he would retire after this year. Another person retiring at the end of this cycle is U.S. Representative Tom Petri. He announced earlier today he will not seek re-election to the seat he's held since 1979. Now, that came a week after the Republican congressman learned he would have a primary challenge from Senator Glenn Grothman. State Representative Dewey Strobel and John Hiller, a close confidant of Governor Walker, have also said they are considering a run for that seat. And late this afternoon, State Senator Joe Liebham is considering a jump into that race as well. Bring a Buddy is something that is being worked on at University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, a safety campaign to get people out and back where they belong at the end of a night on the town. There is a fundraiser underway right now, Steiner Hall's Alcohol Awareness Fund Run. It's a relay-style event. It started at 4 o'clock, and runners go out in twos, 2 miles at a time, until 11 tomorrow morning. Marshfield's Police and Fire Commission has narrowed down their choices for a new police chief. Two of the finalists are present Marshfield officers. They are Lieutenant Rick Gramza and Sergeant Patrick Zepps. The other two finalists are Appleton Police Lieutenant Jeff Miller and Westwood Village, Texas Police Chief Douglas Ream. Current chief and 30-year department veteran Gary Jepson will retire May 15th after leading that department for the past 4 years. Flood warnings issued today at several places along the Wisconsin River. The melting of last week's heavy snow up north is making the presence felt. National Weather Service said the river has reached its flood stage at Wausau, Stevens Point, and Whiting. About 70 miles further south, another flood warning issued along the Wisconsin River at Portage. There, the river was 7 inches below flood stage this morning. Minor flooding reported on several different locations along the Wisconsin River. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Partly cloudy in the evening, then clouding over later on. 30% chance of rain toward morning. Expect an overnight low of 36. Saturday, mostly cloudy and mild, but some occasional rain and possibly a few thunderstorms. Saturday's high, 56. Saturday night, rain ends early and just mostly cloudy down to 39. Cloudy and cooler on Sunday. There's a 60% chance of afternoon rain, and it might even mix with snow in the evening. High 46. Mostly cloudy, turning partly cloudy, cold and breezy Monday. Monday's high only 41 degrees. Looking ahead to next week, partly to mostly cloudy and cold. A few snow showers possible on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then rain and snow Thursday. Highs will be in the upper 30s to low 40s. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.